another important thing you need to calculate is the energy of a chemical reaction. So here's some chemical reaction where you burn propane, and the propane combines with oxygen to get carbon dioxide and water. So we can look at this arrangement on the left as a collection of atoms, and we can calculate the energy of that. So we know where the positive nuclei are. In this case, you wouldn't have to calculate the five oxygens separately. You could calculate the energy of an oxygen once and then multiply by five. But you can calculate the energy of this situation before the reaction, and then you don't integrate the Schrödinger equation because it's so much work, but you already know somehow, you from other studies, you know that it burns to carbon dioxide and water, and then you just write down the carbon dioxide molecule and a water molecule, and you calculate the energy again. And this, you calculate the energy before the reaction and after the reaction, and the difference is the energy that's released. Or maybe you chose molecules where energy has to be given to get them to combine, so the different kinds of reactions. But you can calculate this energy from the Schrödinger equation. So I'm trying to convince you that if you really know how to calculate the molecular orbitals, you can calculate anything you want to know about molecules. And then there are trickier things like the boiling point. But in order to calculate the boiling point, what you need to do is find all of the energies of all the excited states of the molecule that would be occupied at the temperature that you're working at. Because the energy levels go on to infinity, so we don't calculate them all, but we calculate the spectrum. And once you know these energies, you can combine them with some concepts in thermodynamics to calculate things like the boiling point or the color or something like that. And I don't want to worry about that now, but everything that you can know about these molecules is encoded in the Schrödinger equation. And most of the time what you have to do is guess the wave function, calculate the energy, and then from the energy you can determine things like bond length, bond strength, the amount of energy released in the chemical reaction, and so forth. So everything is there somehow in the Schrödinger equation. In practice, you don't just use the simple guess that I will teach you. You use a computer program that makes a guess and then refines the guess and goes around and around in circles for some time to get a more accurate description of the molecule. But for this course, you need to know this simple guess, which is the product of molecular orbitals. And it's important because most people talk about molecules in terms of their molecular orbitals. The true wave function, this complicated wave function, which can't be written as a product of other functions, is so complicated that nobody even knows really how to talk about it. It's hard to say what it looks like. So we always talk in terms of this approximation of a product of molecular orbitals. Okay, so I will stop now, and we'll continue with molecules next time.